用什么什么来安慰某人。Console somebody with something. Console 和 comfort 都表示安慰，那么二者有什么样的区别呢？ Comfort 适用于程度较轻的不幸，只对他人的不幸给予得体而令人宽慰的安抚，而 console 非常正式，它强调减轻某人极度痛苦的行为。 Now translate my sentence. 他在哭泣，你还是去安慰安慰他吧。在这个语句当中，显然我们用的动词形式是 comfort 而不是 console， 哎，很普通的一个用词。 She's crying, you'd better comfort her。 如果同学们想强调他正在想尽办法减轻他同事的痛苦，这个时候我们最好的用法 console。 He went to Lance to console his colleague. Got it. 好，同时我们介绍一个词汇 condole, C-O-N-D-O-L-E, condole. This is also a formal word, 这也是一个非常正式的用词，哀悼慰问。同学们千万不要弄错 console, condole, 一字之差失之千里。OK, next point word, compensate. Compensate in tennis 补偿，它常和介词 for 搭配。 Compensate for means make up for or recover, 补偿弥补。 For example, Her intelligence more than compensates for her lack of experience. Her intelligence more than compensates for her lack of experience. 她的聪明才智完全弥补了他经验的不足。 Now translate next sentence. Many firms compensate workers for injuries suffered at their work. Can you understand me? Many firms compensate workers for injuries suffered at their work. Compensate 名词形式 compensation, C-O-M-P-E-N-S-A-T-I-O-N.Okay, wait after me. Compensate for, make up for, recover. That's so much for the vocabulary. Let's learn the text. Of course, the second paragraph. Whether we found a joke funny or not largely depends on where we have been brought up. Please pay more attention to the key structure, whether. Whether 引导主语同句。Whether we found a joke funny or not, 我们觉得一则笑话是否好笑，可否把这里的 whether 换成 if 呢？不能。一般来说 ，whether 比 if 要正式，在引导宾语从句的时候，二者可互换。For example, Do you know if she's coming? 我们完全可以表达为 Do you know whether she's coming?而在下列的情况下只能运用 whether, 不能运用 if. Firstly, 引导主语从句的时候。Whether we can stay with my mother is another matter. Whether we can stay with my mother is another matter. 是否能和母亲住在一起是另外一回事。Secondly, 引导选择条件句的时候。You have to put up with it whether you like it or not. 无论你喜欢与否，你都得忍着。You have to put up with it whether you like it or not. Thirdly, 在不定式之前以及在介词之后。在不定式之前以及在介词之后。The decision whether to see her was mine alone. 是否去见她是我自己的决定。A decision whether to see her was mine alone. I'm not interested in whether you like the plan or not. 我对你是否喜欢这个计划一点都不感兴趣。I'm not interested in whether you like the plan or not. Fourthly, 做表语从句。The problem is,Whether you could finish the work. The problem is whether you could finish the work. Got it? So whether we found a joke funny or not 是不能换 if 的。 depends on where we have been brought up. Bring up in tennis, 成长长大。So let's say depends on where we grow up. 那么取决于我们在哪儿长大成人的。但是你要注意 grow up 不及物动词短语，而 bring up 是一个及物动词短语，所以要采用被动语态 where we have been brought up。是否觉得一则笑话可笑，很大程度上取决于我们是在哪儿长大的。OK, now, please translate the sentence using the case structure. 我们是否喜欢吃这种食物，取决于我们在哪儿长大的。Whether we are fond of the food largely depends on where we have been brought up.So maybe you want to ask the writer why. Why does it depend on where we had been brought up? 那么为什么会取决于我们是在哪长大的? You know, in different countries, we have got different traditions, different customs, right? 不同的国家有不同的传统和习俗. You found the joke funny, but...When we tell a person who lives in England, he cannot find anything amusing.
但是如果我们把这个笑话讲给在英国的一个人，他可能觉得没有什么好笑的东西。
Now let's go on. The sense of humor is mysteriously bound up with national characteristics.
所以我刚刚所表述的内容，作者就通过这一句话表述出来了，表达得非常的精炼。
The sense of humor, 幽默感 is mysteriously bound up with national characteristics.
如果同学们不明白如何运用 be bound up with, 那么这个语句就会变得很难了。
Be bound up with means closely connected with or related to. Closely connected or related to.
与什么密切相关?
For example,
我个人的裁员与整个企业的前途密切相关。
My personal finance are bound up with the future of the business.
个人的福利与社会福利是息息相关的。
The welfare of the individual is bound up with the welfare of the community. The welfare of the individual is bound up with the welfare of the community.You know, be bound up with means be closely connected with, be closely related to, be linked with.
Are you quite clear? 那么这些表达方式都表示与什么相密切联系。
Now read with me. Be bound up with, be connected with, be related to, be linked with.
所以说幽默感与民族有着神秘莫测的联系。民族的个性，我们更确切地说
National characteristics. You know, different nations have got different national characteristics. That's quite different.
你要知道不同的民族是有其不同民族个性的。
A Frenchman, for instance.
好，我们利用具体的实例作为扩展句来补充说明上面的表达方式。
Might find it hard to laugh at a Russian joke.
注意这个句干
Might find it hard to laugh at a Russian joke.
It 形式宾语真正的宾语 to laugh at a Russian joke.
In tennis,
一个法国人有可能觉得要在听一则俄罗斯的笑话的时候是很难笑出来的。
OK, now translate my sentence. I found itDifficult to finish the work in a day. I found it difficult to finish the work in a day.
那么我发现在一天之内完成这项工作是很困难的。
Why do you think a Frenchman might find it hard to laugh at a Russian joke? Of course, I think you have got the key. Just because the person has been brought up in France, not in Russia. And the two nations have got different characteristics. In the same way, 那么同样 a Russian might fail to say anything amusing in a joke, which would make Englishman laugh to tears. When a joke makes an Englishman laugh to tears, it is quite impossible for a Russian to find it amusing.
那么一则让英国人笑得流出眼泪的笑话，那么对于一个俄罗斯人来讲，他很有可能找不到任何可笑之处。注意我们采用这两个经典的表达方式， Found it hard to laugh at a Russian joke, fail to say anything amusing.
那么无论是采用 found it hard 还是 fail to say anything amusing, 都侧重点强调难以笑出声来。 So, the first paragraph is really wonderful because of the wonderful key structures. Excellent. Fantastic.Okay, keep it in your mind immediately.
那么这第一部分是相当重要的，重点就在于优秀的句子结构，所以请同学们务必要背熟。
Now please listen to me carefully. You can close your eyes. Whether we found a joke funny or not, largely depends on where we have been brought up. A sense of humoris mysteriously bound up with national characteristics. A Frenchman, for instance, might find it hard to laugh at a Russian joke. In the same way, a Russian might fail to say anything amusing in a joke. It would make Englishmen laugh to tears.
请同学们用心去体会字里行间的语义，那么要熟练地从口头上把它们表达出来。
So in the first paragraph we know, whether we found a joke funny or not largely depends on where we have been brought up.
所以第一自然段的重点也就是在于第一句话。
I should say this is the topic of the text.
这就是本课的 topic.
Now let's get on to the second paragraph.Most funny stories are based on comic situations. Based on
以什么什么作为基础，那么大多数可笑的故事是依赖于喜剧情境的，都是以喜剧情境来编写的，作为基础来编写的。
Be based on In spite of national differencesNational differences, in fact, in spite of different national characteristics.
这里的 national differences 就指在上文所描述的 different national characteristics. 尽管民族不同，民族个性不同，
certain funny situations have a universal appeal. Appeal, you know, attraction.
然而某些滑稽特定的情节却能产生普遍的吸引力。
Have a universal appeal. No matter where you live, you would find it difficult not to laugh at, say, Charlie Chaplin's early films.
Okay. So, the key structure,
you would find it difficult not to laugh. Difficult 否定概念 not.
依旧是否定，双否意味着肯定。
So do you remember the key structure we've learned just now? It was difficult not to be tempted.
同学们是否还记得这个主干呢？
It was difficult not to be tempted.
不受吸引那是不可能的，那是很困难的。言外之意肯定会受到吸引。
So you would find it difficult not to laughat Charlie Chaplin's early films.
所以说比如查理卓别林的早期电影你肯定会笑出声来。
Now translate a sentence.
查理卓别林的早期电影肯定会让你笑得流出了眼泪。
Charlie Chaplin's early films surely make you laugh to tears.
So let us say
You would find it difficult not to laugh at Charlie Chaplin's other films. Why? Just because his other films have a universal appeal, no matter we have been brought up.
那么只是因为他的早期电影具有普遍的吸引力，他不在乎我们是在哪儿长大成人的。